motorcycle, which is really spectacular, and it's got these little lights, like he said, it's like a
security system,
alarm theft deterrent thing.
Right, right.
The lights keep going on, and they're not stopping. And Mike just turns and looks and goes, "I hope it stops soon." It's trying to tell me something.
It's communicating with me, and then John Norman said, "Well, that's the battery's going to be dead." And then I got all concerned.
Now, will it start without a battery?
yes, Rob.
I mean, it's
what you do is you just get a good twig and then you rub it between your hands.
No, no, because I know that some motorcycles you start by stepping on the thing.
No.
Right?
Oh no, this is electric ignition.
That's right.
Could you get that as an option?
A step, like a kickstart, is what they call it.
Like Steve McQueen had. In a great race. In the Amazing Escape.
The Great Escape.
Great Escape. I'm sorry.
Not many of those left.
I have that on my Caprice.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
And incidentally, and Mike's bike is, I love the chrome.
Mm-hmm. It's all chrome.
You should get one of those girls down there, one of those girls from down the hall, because I heard that she could suck the chrome
off a bumper.
But boy, that thing is full of chrome.
Shiny.
I ain't kidding you.
Yeah.
Do you know, seriously, it's the chrome on that compared to what you can put on, that's what the big thing with these
things. How can you possibly keep that clean, though? I mean, if you like ride it on the, even on the interstate every day on the freeway?
I think it'd be a lot of polishing. But I'm good at that motion. I've had lots of practice. Polishing.
How clean do you think Mike will keep that motorcycle?
Can he hire it out? Would you hire someone to like detail it once in a while?
Is someone interested that I'm looking at?
Not me. I'm sloppy by nature.
Would you like to come out? Yeah, but I know you like money. Yes.
You love money.
About to polish my bike. No, of course I'll keep it clean.
I think
I'm not going to ride it that often. It's all about how much. If I rode it to work every day, it'd be a different story.
Because it's not like a car. Because a car you can keep kind of clean, and people will look at, oh, it needs a car wash or something. That thing's got so much chrome on it, and I was afraid to
compared to some bikes,
on it.
Compared to some bikes, that's almost the stock amount of chrome that's on there. I mean, it's really not compared. There, you can put so much more on there, like all the black bars that you saw on it can be. You can put chrome on that.
Don't let Julie Foreman see it.
But I'm getting
because I heard that
right in the chrome
that thing
right
with the
off.
Chrome.
Julie saw it when I pulled in today. Julie was coming out to her car. She came over to it.
Was she on her knees?
I actually had one exhaust pipe was all chrome. That's the one that's all black now.
No kidding.
Chrome sucked, completely gone.
She sucked all the chrome right
amazing.
Off.
Amazing.
Hello,
from 2 feet away,
Dan.
Yeah,
Don and Mike. Thank you for waiting, Dan.
No problem. I was just calling the secretary of Martin Sheen. Her name was Doris Landingham.
Mrs. Landingham.
I love they wrote her off the show by killing her in a car accident.
There
that's
you go. Right, Mrs.
Right
Landingham.
On. Right on.
But she's got a landing strip.
Oh, that now, that's...
Is that where you draw the line?
No. I'll discuss it with you.
To a point.
I'll discuss it with you.
And speaking of ham.
Landingham.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, I just hope Mike spends more time with his hog than he did with his pony.
Well, it wasn't my pony, sir. It wasn't
He bought the pony for his kids.
Right. And the kids kind of lost interest in it. Right.
Maybe you should put chrome on Hershey.
Hey, I see the pony.
Dan, what's your name?
Jay. Jay. Hey, I was actually wondering, Don, if you were going to log any time with the Adam West show tonight, the ultimate superheroes, supervillains, supervictions show.
I'm TiVoing it on Bravo, only because I TiVo whenever something Batman comes on. I feel bad for Adam West because he's doing the voiceover. You know, hi, this is Adam West, Bruce Wayne, of course, Batman. Of course. Join me tonight for the top 10 villains.
I never met a girl like this. They are
Amanda. I'll TiVo it. I love Batman. I love Adam West. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how are you?
Hey, hold on 1 second, my friend.
I never met a girl like you before. Miranda.
Batman.
Miranda.
Adam West.
I'd do anything for you if you just ask.
See how it's got like the Batman doo-doo-doo-doo-doo kind of in the middle of it?
Yes, very weird.
Miranda.
But please don't ask me to remove my mask.
It's against the code of heroes.
Yes, hello there.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
I just wanted to let you guys know I love your show. This is the first time I've called. You guys lift my spirits. I've been with you for years and years and years. And the thing I wanted to let you guys know is yesterday, Beth really did take two baths because remember she told you she let the water out and then refilled it again for the second bath.
Are you talking about Beth Ann?
Yeah, I was shocked that lady didn't call you on it, but she didn't have a clue that she did take two baths.
I've been thinking about that since yesterday.
Oh, you mean
he's not the only one.
What are we talking about exactly?
Hair water.
Beth Ann's
bath.
The hair water.
She showers in the morning. She bathes in the evening, but she takes actually two baths in the evening simultaneously.
So that's right. This refers to the trivia question.
Yes.
Yeah, at the end of the show. Yeah. That the answer could have really been...
hair water.
What, three?
Could have been three.
Yeah.
All right, my friend.
All right, good.
All righty. But have a great one.
Thank you. Let's all take a moment, though, and just think about Beth Ann, Mick Runaway Bride, Hair Water.
Drink that hair water.
Hi, this is Michael Jordan, professional basketball player. Maybe you've seen my ads for Gatorade. You know what really quenches my thirst? Beth Ann, Runaway McBride, hair water.
It's the best hair water I've ever tasted.
I love the commercial where you're actually sweating the hair water.
Hi, this is Lance Armstrong. Have you seen my armbands? You know what keeps me going now? Beth Ann, McRunaway Bride, hair water.
Hair water is great, and it comes in different flavors.
And they all talk like this, because it's hair water.
Hair water. Enjoy it and ask for it by name. Beth Ann Runaway McBride's hair water.
Hi, this is Venus Williams. When I'm playing tennis and get thirsty, I want Beth Ann McRunaway Bride hair water.
I'm Jeff Gordon. Every time I win a race, I celebrate with a big glass of hair water. Yum, yum.
Hi, this is Tiger Woods. Sure can get thirsty out there on the 17th hole. That's why I like my ice-cold hair water from Beth Ann McBride.
How are you? I'm Alex Rodriguez. When I get done playing a baseball game, there's nothing that quenches my thirst like a big goblet of hair water.
Mmm, tasty. Hi, this is Jock Chirac. I know that France is famous for Evian, but I found a new water that all of us Frenchies love. Beth Ann McRunaway Bride's hair water.
It's great to steal a slogan.
Hair water. And over in France, you got a lot of that happening.
Oh, yeah, but it's not shaved. It's just falls out into the hair water.
Falls right out into the hair water.
Hair water.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Howdy, we're doing great.
Hey, I just wanted to ask Mike. Mike, you there?
Yes, sir.
Mike, did your mommy follow you in the pickup truck today?
No. You mean like how I drove it home with somebody watching me in the back?
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, you know, I was just being safe. What's wrong with that? It's the first time ever on a motorcycle, asshat.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Will the interest in the motorcycle last longer than your interest in your boats? I'll hang up and listen 90 seconds into the future for your answer.
It's not 90 seconds. Yeah. It's down to 20 seconds now.
And what do you mean the boats? Are you there? He's gone.
See, I am there. Mike, he means your fleet.
What fleet?
Your fleet of yachts.
Fleet of boats. I was on the boat this year already. I've been out in it.
Oh, it's 40 seconds?
Yeah.
Thank you.
40 seconds. And I'm really feeling that I'm not getting the love for this motorcycle. I'm getting what I think is, the fact is, I'm just cool. I'm too cool for school. And people can't handle it.
That's right.
Those guys, they hate me because I'm beautiful. And the fact is, I'll take the motorcycle down to the boat and then drive the pony. Boat to the pony and ride the pony to my jet. There you go. Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, my ass-headed friends.
Hi there.
So, Michael, your daughters like to receive expensive gifts and grow quickly tired of them. Did they get that from Laura or you?
Wow.
Wow, Jesus
what
Christ,
what the hell
everybody.
Is wrong with you?
Back off, please. Hello?
Jesus Christ.
Next one's gonna make me mad. Hello? Well, maybe you scared somebody off.
Yeah. Now he's afraid to speak.
No? Okay. That line just went gorging on us. Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, listen, man, y'all got a high-octane, high-Martin liquor version of that hair water for the brothers?
Hair water.
We like our liquor hot, boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to go. I bet you can get Shaquille O'Neal out there to promote that stuff for you, homie.
Shaquille O'Neal promoter.
Actually, since Don is a black man himself, he can promote it.
Thank you, my brother.
Hi, Don.
Thank you, damn, my brother.
I heard you talking about that DNA test. You already know your brother, so you might as well become a brother yourself.
Okay. All right, brother. We'll see you later.
Peace, my man.
Okay, right.
Word to your mother.
Thanks for not criticizing me about my motorcycle.
Thanks so much, like all the other white men were. Thanks so much.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My brother.
Hello. Be ye white devil or black brother? Or perhaps somewhere in between, the rainbow of colors that make up our world.
Hello, Kaleidoscope Man.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I hear breathing.
I know this already. I can identify this.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike.
White, possibly inbred.
Yeah. Who's going to give me crap about the motorcycle? I know it's going to happen because this is a dumbass.
Hey, Mike.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, listen.
No, hold on a second. Did you hear what I said?
Okay.
Before you even start, I have identified you correctly, right?
Yeah, sure.
This is going to be something about the motorcycle.
Yeah, it is.
And you are...
It might be helpful.
No, I don't think it's going to be helpful. I think it's going to be diminishing and destructive and cruel and nasty.
Why don't you just hear it real quick?
No, yeah. Why don't you kiss my ass?
No.
See, as I said, I've reached the limit on asshats like you.
Look, I just wanted to tell you can start.
All right, wait a minute. Wait, hold on a second. I have been completely unfair. I overreacted, and now I will let you say what you want to say about the motorcycle. Go ahead.
Hang up.
I'm not hanging up.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
You can start the bike.
Thank you, Don. See, Don hits the button. We work like that. It's wonderful, isn't it?
I think he may have wanted to tell you something. I don't know if he was going to bust your balls or not.
I don't care. No. I had to do a preemptive strike, Don. I mean, I've gotten four in a row.
Don't worry. You're talking to the king of paranoia here.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm with you.
Asshat.
I don't think we should take any more calls.
Whether it was good or bad, they're out to get me.
And now we know we don't want any calls that are diminishing.
Yes, diminishing. Yes, diminishing. That's the term.
That is
the term.
No,
now, why are you piling on?
I'm not. I'm just glad we put a label on.
I can hit you.
Yeah, but no, well, he hit me yesterday.
I'll hit you with my helmet.
Oh, he'll break a windshield.
No, and as a matter of fact...
What?
Since none of you have seen this...
Are you going to put your helmet on?
And since we are really understanding the comedic value of this motorcycle, because it is not cool, it's still me, let me make you laugh right now.
Oh, he's going to put his helmet on.
There you go. You know what you're looking at?
A recharge.
It's impossible to be cool with this thing.